the Saratoga Wine and Food Festival Concours d'Elegance is a three-day destination event that draws an audience of close to 6,000 from Montreal to northern New Jersey from September 11th through the 13th. The festival provides over 250 premier wine and food exhibitors, invitation only, along with one-of-a-kind seminars.
And proceeds from the Saratoga, proceeds from the Saratoga Wine and Food Festival benefit the Saratoga Performing Arts Center's Children's Education Program.
We're joined by Capital Region restaurateur, caterer, Angelo Mazzone of Mazzone Hospitality, who's been a big part of this festival from the very beginning, and it's a great pleasure to have you with us. Thank you very much for coming back.
Thank you. For having me.
What's on the skillet?
To start with the Wine and Food Festival, this is our 18th year that we've been doing that.
Whoa. All right. How do you keep all the weight off?
We've really been, it's been a great thing, and we've raised a lot of money for SPAC, and it's grown every single year, and since Marsha's been here, it's grown tremendously. So we've really raised a lot of money for SPAC. We started doing the concourse of the cars, which were really, really good, and it just draws a lot of people. But to start off with, on Friday night, we will have which is always my favorite, the cook-off between the New York City chefs and the upstate chefs. And last year, one of our chefs won the contest, which made me very proud, Jamie Ortiz from 677. And then that day we also do the Adirondack Road Rally, where we have cars going up to the Lake George Club for lunch. And it's just a great day of specialty cars riding up there and then having lunch up there and coming back. So it's a great Adirondack thing. And then Saturday is the big, big grand tasting, where we have 2,000 or 3,000 people tasting wines from all over the world. It's just you get caught up in the excitement because there's so many people here just all having a great time.
And it keeps SPAC open, obviously, a little bit longer through the middle of September. And you pretty much, and then that way, you can take over the place.
It's we've always done this festival the weekend after Labor Day. So it always kept SPAC open a little longer.
Yeah.
It kept the whole experience of SPAC, you know, which I don't think enough people really appreciate, but the whole experience is so much greater during the season and during the year, and then ending it with the Wine and Food Festival just seems to be a great thing.
And what do you look forward to every year when you put one of these together?
We look forward to the people, seeing our customers, serving great wine, meeting new friends in the industry, because there's great people from the whole industry that participate in this.
Now, there's a lot of talk now, Mayor Bloomberg, others, about the health benefits or costs of the food you prepare. Do you think about that, or do you just think about pleasing people?
I guess the food issue of what we prepare and how we prepare it. Most people, when they go out to dinner, they're not really watching calories, or they're not watching what they eat.
But you know they should be, right?
They should absolutely be. And we have a lot of most of our menus will have, this is heart healthy, this is gluten-free, this is a vegetarian. And with the growth of the gluten-free and vegetarian, we have a full menu. You know, people used to say, here's our menu, and they'd tell them, well, you could have these items. We just give them a full menu that said, this is our gluten-free items, these are our vegetarian items.
Yeah. And do you keep it kosher? I mean, when I say kosher, I don't mean in a religious
100%.
Sense.
100%.
Yeah, in other words, you really do keep,
because you can, you know, people that are gluten-free or have an allergy to something that they can't eat.
Or at least think they do.
It could be deadly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the food, the Saratoga Wine and Food Festival happens on September 11th through the 13th. It's a three-day destination event. You can find out more information all about it by going to SPAC.org for information on the festival. Make your plans now. It's not that far away.
No.
Not that far away.
Here comes the snow.
That's right. Angelo Mazzone, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.